Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, April 17th, and actress Jennifer Garner is 49 years old today. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Must Ministries marks its 50-year anniversary. Debates broke out at the Marietta City Council meeting over making portions of Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue one-way streets. Reverend Nelson Price has been inducted into the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Hall of Champions. Cobb County Senior Centers will reopen on Monday. Marietta will celebrate the 4th of July with in-person events. Meanwhile, the Big Shanty Festival is happening this weekend in Kennesaw and following social distancing guidelines. Plus, community reporter J.P. Edwards is our man on the street.
It's National Pet ID Week, so it reminds us to check our pets' collars and IDs. And I want to know something special about your pet.
And we'll take a look around town with MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
It's been half a century since the Reverend Wayne Williams started Marietta-based Must Ministries with a one-room pantry and clothing closet. Over the decades, it's grown into one of the largest and best-known charities in Metro Atlanta, with more than 100 employees, more than 17,000 volunteers, and an annual revenue north of $15 million. The mission is to serve as a safety net for people whose lives are a high-wire balancing act. Losing a job or something as simple as an unexpected car problem are enough to take a struggling family off the rails. About 80% of the people the charity serves are women and children. Must's four main services are providing food, shelter, clothing, and employment opportunities to people in need.
Lousy traffic jams. The traffic report will get me out of this one.
At the end of Wednesday's Marietta City Council meeting, 30 minutes was reserved for unscheduled appearances, and almost all of that time was spent debating the issue of one-way traffic on Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue. The council voted last September to approve converting sections of both streets to one-way traffic. Lawrence Street will become one-way west from Fairground to Cole Streets, while Washington Avenue will become one-way east from Cole to Fairground. City staff have told the MDJ that widening the streets would be problematic due to the houses being so close to the street and part of Washington Avenue being adjacent to Marietta National Cemetery, and the one-way streets would solve the problem of cars being too close together when passing each other. The Reverend Dr. Nelson Price, pastor emeritus of Roswell Street Baptist Church and longtime MDJ columnist, has been inducted into the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Hall of Champions. Reverend Price served on the organization's board of trustees for many years, chairing it between 1999 and 2005, and he's been involved with FCA for four decades. He's also written a weekly column for the MDJ since 1966. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is our man on the street, courtesy of Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Joe, it's National Pet ID Week, so it reminds us to check our pets' collars and IDs. And I want to know something special about your pet.
I have a deaf white cat. I don't know. She's deaf. That's kind of special.
What's her name?
Muffers.
Brittany, it's National Pet ID Week, so it reminds us to check our pets' collars and IDs. I want to know something special about your pet.
She's cute. That's all she's got really going for right now because she's very bad.
Who is she?
So, her name is Birdie, and she's a 12-week-old golden retriever who has a mind of her own.
David, it's National Pet ID Week, so it reminds us to check our pets' collars and IDs. Tell me something special about your pet.
My pet's name is Margaret. We named her after our favorite stand-up comedian, Margaret Cho. And she has a funny little trill. She doesn't meow. She's extremely affectionate, and she likes to headbutt when she wants loving.
Jordan, it is National Pet ID Week, so it reminds us to check our pets' collars and IDs. Tell me something special about your pet.
Well, we have a 130-pound Rottweiler named Riker, who is just an absolute doofus. He's the best thing in the world. We love him. Special about him, I don't really know. He's long-haired, which is really weird. He's what you consider a rough coat. So he's a German Rottweiler that has flowy long hair, almost like a human or a golden retriever.
And he's 130 pounds.
Yeah, he is.
That's a big dog.
Yes, it is. And he pretty much has the equivalent of his hair all over the house, too. So there's 130 pounds of hair all over the house, too.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Cobb Senior Centers will reopen on Monday, more than a year after they first closed in a bid to protect county residents most vulnerable to the coronavirus. The announcement marks the second step in a phased reopening that saw 3 of the county's 7 senior centers reopen in October with limited hours and activities. The county's 5 multipurpose centers and 2 neighborhood centers will open and operate from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. The centers will also add activities including, but not limited to, billiards, table tennis, bridge, needlework, and wood carving. The multipurpose center's gyms will also reopen, but using the gym and participating in any senior center activities will still require advance registration. Coronavirus safety protocols are still in place. Marietta has announced that it will move forward with in-person Independence Day events, including the Let Freedom Ring Parade. Marietta's Parks and Recreation Department is now accepting applications for the 2021 Let Freedom Ring Parade, which is scheduled for Saturday, July 3rd. School bands, military units, civic organizations, beauty queens, local Boys and Girl Scout clubs, area businesses, and others can sign up online to be a part of this year's parade. Please check mdjonline.com for more information. Downtown Kennesaw is hosting the Big Shanty Festival this weekend. The festival combines the best of the rich heritage of Kennesaw and the Civil War era with today's fun-filled activities. Attendees will enjoy the more than 175 booths with arts and crafts, food vendors, merchants, and live entertainment. This year's festival will be following CDC social distancing guidelines. The Big Shanty Festival is free to attend and is located in downtown Kennesaw near the Southern Museum of Civil War and Locomotive History. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersold. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cub. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Don't New York my Georgia. That might just be a new catchphrase for residents of the Peach State after Fox and Friends morning news program broadcast live earlier this week from the Marietta Diner. Fox News personality Pete Hegseth was making the rounds at the Marietta Diner chatting up customers when Hegseth asked for a reaction to Major League Baseball's move of the All-Star Game out of Truist Park in Cobb County. Customer Pamela Allian had this to say.
I was very upset about that because why is New York telling Cobb County what to do? And what it did is it affected our small business owners and our minority business owners. And then they went ahead and they moved it to Denver, where their voting laws are more restrictive and they have less diversity in their state. So don't New York my Georgia.
Well said, Hegseth replied. That might be the phrase of the morning. Don't New York my Georgia. Allian, who lives in East Cobb with her husband William, knows a thing or two about New York, having grown up there. She serves as the Cobb GOP's vice chair of membership and is one of three candidates running for Republican chair at today's county convention at the Roswell Street Baptist Church. The other two candidates, Dr. Lisa Adkins of Kennesaw and Sally Grubbs of Marietta. Longtime community banker Joe Daniel is behind-the-scenes kind of guy that has gotten a lot done for this community. He's a big idea man that follows through and executes on those big ideas. Among the many community amenities that Daniel can take some credit for are the annual Cobb Prayer Breakfast, renovation of our beloved Strand Theater on the Marietta Square, and the launch of the aviation wing of the Marietta Museum of History, just to name a few. He also plans and schedules luncheons and events for Vining's Bank, where he works. Those events always offer notable speakers, good food, and great conversation. On Thursday, however, the folks at the bank turned the tables on Joe, holding a surprise 80th birthday luncheon for the community legend. Friends and family were on hand to fete the octogenarian, but as is the case with most people who prefer to get the work done not from center stage but from behind the scenes, Mr. Daniel, the MDJ Citizen of the Year back in 2004, was speechless as he walked into Vining's Bank gathering room to a chorus of voices crying surprise. Cobb Chairwoman Lisa Cupid and Commissioner Joanne Burrell presented Joe with a county proclamation recognizing all he's done for the county. Not to be outdone, Marietta Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin was up next with his own proclamation issued by the City of Marietta. Joe was presented with gifts from employees, a flag that was flown over the U.S. Capitol building, and the establishment of a scholarship in his name at Kennesaw State University that will benefit a music student from Cobb. Joe, for all you've done and for what we know you will continue to do, Around Town expresses our gratitude and best wishes on your 80th birthday. Don't forget this weekend's Big Shanty Festival up in Kennesaw. Lots of food, entertainment, and activities. It's great to see the festivals coming back to life after living through more than a year of this pandemic. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Shanty Festival is this weekend in downtown Kennesaw. 175 booths with arts and crafts, food vendors, merchants, and live entertainment. And we'll be following all social distancing guidelines for a fun and safe environment. The Big Shanty Festival, this weekend in downtown Kennesaw.